How long do they end up following up with you?
Essentially forever. We love to have our patients do well, and they really should be hooked in with a transplant center for the rest of their lives, simply because their medication regimen is so specialized, and we would want to make sure that any medication changes are double-checked by transplant professionals. And so in the early year, we tell them they're going to see us at least 20 times. They see us as frequently as every week for a little while, and then certainly every month. And then after their first year, it's every few months. And then after the first couple years, it's just every 6 months. And then at some point, if they're doing so great, maybe we just see them once a year. But more frequently, it's every 6 month follow-up indefinitely.
The worry, of course, as in all transplants, is of rejection. How does a patient know that they're having a rejection, or is that something that you determine by a variety of tests?
We often think that when a patient feels rejection, it may be too late. And so we encourage very frequent follow-up and surveillance or monitoring of the patient before they develop symptoms. The symptoms we worry about the most are symptoms of heart failure, just like they had before their transplant. At that point, if they have those symptoms, we worry that rejection has been unchecked for way too long. So as a result, what we do to monitor them is do frequent testing, like heart biopsies and other blood tests to monitor for rejection before it becomes clinically symptomatic.
How do you do a heart biopsy?
We do need to get inside the heart. So what we do is we do a procedure, typically in the cardiac catheterization lab, where we access one of their veins to get catheters into their heart, into the right side of the heart, and take little tiny pieces from their heart and look at them under the microscope. And when we look at the microscope, we hope we don't see inflammatory cells attacking the heart. But if we do, then we do worry, could there be some rejection? And we certainly have all sorts of classification schemes to tell us how significant the results are.
So it's really careful monitoring. So does the chance of rejection decrease over the course of time? So is rejection more likely in the first year than, for example, at year five?
It's been quoted that 99% of all rejection occurs in the first year, and perhaps heaviest in the first month. And thereafter, we monitor with biopsies because we do want to decrease the immunosuppression over time. That way the body is not so immunocompromised, or their immune system's not so compromised as time goes forward.
Heart transplant rejection rates have really plummeted over the course of time. So the hope is that once you get a heart transplant, it will last for a really long time.
That's right. And we really quote to our patients that the average survival after transplant is well over a decade.
Yeah, that's fantastic. What's the longest heart transplant you've taken care of?
The record holder right now is about 30 years, and that patient is doing great.
That's a remarkably long period of time, and that speaks to the difference between heart transplantation and mechanical assist devices, because there's no mechanical assist device that would last anywhere near that long.
That's right. And I think we have heard of survivors with a mechanical assist device of over 10 years. Our personal record is over 8 and going. And so it can be very durable for a long time, but still not as good as transplant.